Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I'm glad you're sitting down, Billy.
What?
All right, I've got to tell you something about your favorite place, Costco.
They are not closing.
No. Oh. There's a recall.
Okay.
And you're fine unless you've purchased the pre-made meatloaf with mashed potatoes.
No. That is my go-to.
Are you kidding?
Every week. I get that.
Okay, well, there's a recall on it.
What's the recall?
Okay, the recall is it could possibly be contaminated with salmonella. Yes. No. The effective kits have all the sell-by dates of March 5th through March 16th. So have you been to Costco in the last month?
I just finished one like 2 days ago.
Do you think it's worse than like eating raw cookie dough? Because then we have like a risk of salmonella and a lot of things.
All right. Well, this sounds like for them to be able to say, take it back for a full refund. Have you been feeling nauseous? Fever?
Well, does it matter if I'm at work or at home?
Abdominal pain?
What are you trying to say? Do we make you nauseous?
Not at all. No. But
any vomiting?
No. I mean, stomach's a little queasy every now and then, but I just thought that was stress.
Oh, no. No. This could be like something going on.
Is Costco
Did you
trying
eat it
to
yesterday?
Kill me? Why would they try and kill me? I'm wearing a Costco shirt.
Oh, my gosh. You Costco are. You're their
pants.
Best customer.
Hold on. Let me see which... Costco socks. Everything except the underwear came from Costco.
They've had enough of you. They say
it's
that's
not
it for
Kirkland's
you.
Best right now. It's Kirkland's worst. Just for you.
That's it.
Well, hold on. Usually there's like a region, like if you bought this in the Northeast, is there a list? Yes, there's a list of states for the recalled Costco meal kit.
26 states.
Washington, D.C., Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina. They
that's
skipped
not
New
us.
York.
Oh, look at you.
I'm going to live.
You're alive.
I did this about 3 months ago, and it was honestly one of the most satisfying projects I think I've ever done. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
It's National Clean Out Your Closet Week.
There's a week for everything. There's a day for everything.
I don't know if it's just because I feel like this is the big transition time of year where you're going through your winter clothes, you're trying to break out the spring clothes, versus I feel like any other time of the year, I feel like it naturally you just start to pull things out as it gets colder, where as soon as it's warm out, it's like, I'm putting shorts on. At least that's how I am.
I have a fat and a skinny side. That's all I got.
Me too.
And so like, I've got to just come to terms with the fact that those smaller ones, I just got to get rid of them. But I don't want to.
I got
because
rid of a lot of the skinny
I've totally
stuff.
Given up.
Well, that's the funny thing, ironically. I've mentioned on air, I'm trying to lose a couple pounds. I'm down 10.
All right.
So now there's stuff that's fitting again that didn't fit a couple months ago. But in all fairness, the stuff that was hanging there was not my favorite stuff anyway. So it sat there. I did that trick where you turn your hangers backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go through 6 months or a year and you haven't touched that thing, it's time for it to go. So that made it easy to just take all the stuff out of the closet, toss it on the bed, and the backwards facing stuff was the first pile that I went through.
I like to put clothes in what I like to call clothing purgatory when they may not fit right now, but I don't need to look at them and feel bad about myself every time I look in my closet. So I go and I put them away and they get like tucked under the bed or in the basement or wherever else. And then in the event then I'm like, you know what? These clothes are a little bit too big right now. I should go check out Clothing Purgatory. Then they're there. So then you're not necessarily like getting rid of them, but you're also not feeling bad about going, well, I got a skinny side and a fat side in my closet.
First of all, I don't sound like that.
Yes,
second
you do.
Of all, that's what you just said.
It is officially St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. You did not get to celebrate Saturday.
No.
Your normal going out to the parade.
Well,
and
I still dressed up, though.
Well, of course.
Even though I didn't go anywhere.
It was your son's birthday.
Yep.
So you had to take care of business. Good for you.
Correct.
Good momming.
Well, good momming. You. Thank you.
And then what's on your shirt?
Morgan got this for me when she went to Ireland. So I don't know. What does it say? I don't even
Ireland,
know what it says.
Ireland. The crake is mighty.
Yeah, that sounds
whatever,
good.
Whatever, that sounds
I don't know.
Very well, Irish.
Yeah. I don't know. I just love anything about it. I'm always learning more about Ireland. You know, unfortunately, with the Irish curse of our family, that's what my mom suffers with, which is the hemochromatosis.
Oh.
And that is it's considered the Irish curse because it's directly.
Like a descendant kind of thing?
Yes, it's in the DNA. Your body makes too much iron and it attacks your insides. Like it kills your liver, and genetically, she got stuck with these genetics. So of course now we all do. So there's good and bad sides to being Irish for sure. That's what I've realized. I'm like, so it's not all fun and games and shamrocks and such. It's
and
not
leprechauns
all
leprechauns and pops.
Yeah, it's not all cabbage and
dancing.
Yeah, there's some bad genetics that come with it too.
So are you eating anything special today for St. Patrick's Day?
I will boil cabbage. I do. I love boiled cabbage. It's boiled. So good for you.
Do you like do anything else with it? You just boil it? You put anything on it?
Some butter, salt and pepper. Salt and pepper go on everything. But I don't know.
And like corned beef?
Well, I guess in Ireland today, they don't do the corned beef and cabbage. They do bacon and cabbage.
Yes.
Which
sounds
better. I feel like I could get better behind that.
Sounds way better than corned beef and cabbage. I don't know why we changed the tradition. So
I don't know if this is 100% true, but the Google told me that when the Irish came to New York City, it started there because in the neighborhoods, the Irish were next to the Jewish neighborhoods and mm-hmm. the Jewish butchers would do corned beef.
Okay.
So they, instead of bacon, they would do the corned beef because it was convenient. It was right there.
Yeah. Oh,
does that make sense?
It does.
It could be.
I believe you fully too. You could have just totally made that up. And I was like, oh yeah, of course, the neighborhoods. That makes sense.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.